The Battle of Warsaw is hugely significant, not only for Polish history, but in a much wider sense for European history as a whole. For Poland itself, of course, the victory against the Soviets outside Warsaw secures Poland's existence in the interwar period. Poland was facing a genuine existential threat with the Soviet invasion in 1920. And it's quite easy to imagine that had the Soviets won that engagement outside Warsaw, then Polish independence, which had been regained after 1918, after the collapse of the partitioning powers, that independence would have been short-lived, and that Poland would have certainly fallen under the into the communist sphere, and arguably could even have been subsumed into the wider Soviet Union. In a wider sense, the Battle of Warsaw is crucial in preventing the spread of communism westward in 1920. And to address that issue, we have to understand two things. The first thing is the chaos, the political and economic chaos that was prevailing in Germany at the time. And secondarily, the significance that Germany had in Marxist-Leninist ideology. But to look at the first point, Germany in 1920 was in the throes of long-term political and economic turmoil. This is the long tail of the First World War. The revolution in Germany in 1918, of course, had toppled the Hohenzollerns, toppled the German Empire, and the Republic had been formed, the Weimar Republic, which was beset from all sides throughout this period by political attacks and by economic disruption and economic chaos. 1920 is not yet the real crisis year, which of course is 1923, when incidentally Adolf Hitler makes his first emergence into German and world politics. But 1920 is still a crisis year. The economic situation is very unstable in Germany, and the Weimar Republic is beset on both sides by political challenges. On the left, from the Ruhr uprising in the spring of 1920, and at the same time on the right from the Kapp Putsch, which sought to overthrow the Weimar Republic. So Germany crucially is in economic and political turmoil at this time. Now this from the Soviet perspective is a huge opportunity because Marxist-Leninist ideology holds that the revolution is best served by being spread to Germany. Bear in mind, of course, that Marxist-Leninism held that the revolution would come in a state which was highly industrialized, with a very developed and politicized proletariat. And then, of course, when the revolution happens in Russia, it happens in a state which is predominantly agrarian. So this, in ideological terms, doesn't really make sense. So the imperative for the gentlemen of the Kremlin is to try and spread the revolution westward and spread it ideally to a country which fulfills those criteria, which is highly industrialized and which has a highly developed and politicized proletariat, which is Germany. So it's imperative for the survival of the Soviet Union and for the propagation of communism in those terms to spread the revolution to Germany. So 1920 is an ideal opportunity to do that. And you can see that in one of the orders of the day from Marshal Tukhachevsky before the Battle of Warsaw, where he said, "Onward over the corpse of White Poland." This is what he said, "over the corpse of White Poland to worldwide conflagration." The intention is very obviously to ride past Poland westward and to spread communism into Germany at the point of the Red Army's bayonets. So to a large extent, Poland is just collateral damage in this wider plan to spread communism westward. So in that sense, you can see how the Polish victory in the Battle of Warsaw is not only crucial for Poland's existence in 1920 and for a generation thereafter, but it's also crucial in forestalling that spread of communism westward. It stayed the Kremlin's expansionist ambitions for a generation.